This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Now, we have a president on our show today, and I am not kidding around. Yeah, our guest is an award-winning author and go-to person for business advice. Please welcome to the show the president of the Cat Writers Association, Lynn Thompson. So great to have you on the show, Lynn. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I mean, I could also call you a CEO, cat extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm full of all this. I'm sure you are too. But we're so glad to have you on the show because people need to know this is a big deal. 2023 is the 30th anniversary of the Cat Writers Association, and
that's
you're
right.
At the helm for the 30th anniversary. Tell us what that's all about, and for the two people on the planet who don't know, what is CWA?
Well, the Cat Writers Association is really a lot more than writers as well, and I always have to tell people it's writers, not riders. We don't put saddles on our cats and ride them around. It's we do writing, but it also includes broadcasters just like you and people that do photography of cats or that do artwork of cats. So really pretty much anybody who's in the communications field whose work focuses on cats is welcome to be a member of the Cat Writers Association. And we have certain criteria for membership. You have to be professional. You have to have been paid for your work in order to join. So we are a professional organization. We're not just a bunch of little old ladies that sit around and talk about our cats. You know, we have plenty of men who are members. And
we have dudes in our membership too.
Yes, we do. We have two levels of membership right now. And that's something we're looking at to see where other organizations are. You know, I think COVID kind of put everybody into sort of a stasis mode. And we were all just kind of existing and getting by. And so now I think it's time for us to be waking up and getting back out there. So I took the 30th anniversary of the CWA's incorporation as an opportunity to kind of raise our profile a little more and get us back out there and let people know we are still around and we are still a professional organization. We are worldwide. We have members in, I think it's 11 countries around the world.
Nice.
So we're not just in North America. We're all over the place. So it's exciting.
And I know you want to give a credit because recently we had Amy Sojai on our show and she was one of the brainchilds of the CWA, correct?
Yes. She is one of the four original founders and the only one who's still a member. So she's kind of our touchstone as far as our founding goes. And I just interviewed her recently about that and ran a portion of that interview on the actual anniversary of the founding or the, not the founding, the incorporation. So we had that on the YouTube channel and we've just revived our YouTube channel. Apparently people had started them in the past and then didn't continue them. And now we can't get access to those. So we started another new one and transferred over all the material from the old one.
Oh,
and
no.
I've been adding videos to that to highlight our sponsors a little bit and things with people wishing us a happy 30th birthday to raise awareness of that. And we're just about to start running a lot more of them for the conference. You're doing a workshop at our conference in the fall, our virtual conference. And so we are having the folks who are presenting there do a little summary of that and tell people about their workshop so that people will get all excited and register for our conference.
I think I sent mine in, didn't I? Because Casey
yes,
and I
yes, you did.
Were...
Well, yours has okay, already cool. aired on the YouTube channel, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yours was the very first one.
Let's get people connected and social links. So about the CWA, YouTube, Facebook, can you rattle those off? in a perfect
right. It's,
manner?
The website is catriders.com. It's not a .org, it's a .com. And then on YouTube, if you search for Cat Writers Association, we will come up. And all the we're on all the socials, you know, the Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, we're on everything. So I don't think we're on TikTok, but, you know, we don't want the Chinese spyware coming in. So we're on all the other socials.
How did you find out about CWA? How long you've been a member? And that's pretty impressive stepping into the presidency role now.
Well, yeah, I had joined back probably about 10 years ago, I think. At that time, I was running an online store where I sold products for cats and cat lovers called oldmaidcatlady.com. And I had over 2,400 products for cats and cat lovers on the site. I shut that down a few years ago when I released my Feline CEO book to try and focus more on that. But I was writing a lot for my blog back then. And I think the CWA had just opened up membership to bloggers. And I hadn't really written a lot of articles or anything, but I had written a lot for my blog to educate people about the products that I sold and why they needed them for their cats. So I had learned a lot myself about cat behavior, and that helped me a lot in interacting with my own cats. So it was a wonderful organization, I thought, to help me learn even more about those things. And so that was when I joined, and I've spoken at a few CWA conferences and have attended more of them. And they're just so wonderful because I always meet other people like you and Dusty and Amy and, you know, all our usual group of folks that are at all the conferences every time. And it's just wonderful to network with other people who you can talk to freely about what you do and they don't look at you like you're crazy. You know?
Well, you can even wear cat ears, I think. You know, yes. I haven't got to that point yet. Sorry, Lynn.
Yeah, we often do at the conferences.
Yeah, or wearing the cat ears. But when you had your store, what were some of the things that you did offer for people to purchase?
I tried to be a little bit of everything. The reason I'd started that store is when I'd walk into a pet supply store, there'd be aisles and aisles and aisles of things for dogs, dog everywhere. And then over in the corner, they'd have, you know, maybe a few bags of food and some undersized litter boxes and a couple of toys for cats. And that was it. And I thought, you know, cat people want stuff for their cats too. We love our cats and we want to provide for them and enrich their environment and everything. And we need things. And so I thought, I'm going to fill this gap that's there that the local pet stores are not providing. So I set out to find everything I could. So I had health support products. I had all kinds of supplements on there. I even had things for cat lovers like t-shirts and jewelry and things, but everything you could want for your cat, other than food, because food and litter, for some reason, the companies didn't want to drop ship for me. And I didn't have a warehouse. I was just me working out of my house. So companies that would drop ship for me are the ones I concentrate on. So I sold things like heated houses for outdoor cats and all kinds of things that you wouldn't imagine, like things like life preservers for cats. You wouldn't think of that as something that people need, but people who are boaters that take their cat out on their boat with them, it's a good thing to have. And I actually had a customer send me pictures of their Abyssinian cat in his little life vest out on a canoe trip with them. So it was just so cool to be able to make those things available to people when they weren't. Now I think things have gotten a little bit better and the companies are offering more things for cats that they didn't used to. So there's not as much of a need for it now.
Hey, everyone, we're speaking with Lynn Thompson. She wears many collars in the world, and among them, she's the president of the Cat Writers Association. We're going to dive into what's it like to be a feline CEO, and she might share us why following, as she says, a cat's lead can make you a better business leader. But we got to take this break. So you all know the drill. Sit, purr. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. All Behave will be right back.
Kitty Poo Club reinvented the litter box. No more scrubbing that stinky plastic tray. Or worrying, oh my God, do my guests smell that? No cleaning, no scrubbing, no more stink. You are going to love it. Your cats are going to love it. Go to kittypooclub.com, and when you order, save 30% on your first auto ship. Visit kittypooclub.com, use code MEOW30 at checkout, and join the club, the Kitty Poo Club.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. All Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's Pet Edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I'm chatting with my good friend, Lynn Thompson, president of the Cat Writers Association. Me? Wow. Yeah, they've been around 30 years. But you have a business background, and I have an autographed copy of your book, The Feline CEO. So you've married business with cats. And I want to ask you, how do cats make you a better business leader?
Well, we were just talking about the e-commerce site I used to run where I sold products for cats and cat lovers. And when I did that, I learned so much about cat behavior that I never had any idea about before. And I started seeing, with my business background, I worked 23 years in the corporate world and then started my own business. And I've also been on a lot of nonprofit boards over the years. And so I had seen a lot of different leadership styles, and I started seeing certain similarities between cat behaviors and the way that people do things in the business world. And so I used the opportunity to kind of, in a backdoor way, educate people more about cat behavior. So I took different cat behaviors, analyzed why cats do those things, and then applied that simple wisdom to business leadership. And it was really amazing to me how well it translated into things that, a lot of the things in my book are not new principles of business leadership. They're old, tried and true methods, but a lot of times people get stale and they forget about those basics. And sometimes it's good to get back to the basics of things and just remember things that you had forgotten. So looking at them from a new perspective can take you back there.
Okay, so I want you to give me three cat styles for leadership or something. Do something to give me some specifics that might people rush out and get the Feline CEO book.
Okay. One thing that cats like to do is to get up on a high perch and look so they can see everything going on in their territory. And when you're a business leader, you have to take those kind of high level looks every now and then at your marketplace. See who's out there, what's going on, what kinds of things in the economy and the government and things are affecting your industry. And if you don't do that every now and then, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be behind the curve. So that's one thing that cats do that they can, that we can take inspiration from. Another is their catitude. When a cat walks into a room, a cat doesn't just walk into a room. A cat takes possession of that room. Yeah, they have catitude about them. And we have to have a certain amount of confidence like that in our business lives, in our business personas. We go into a room to network with people. We need to have an awareness of who's in that room and who can benefit me and who can I benefit and who's going to be a good contact for me here and who do I need to talk to in this room. So that kind of awareness and attitude is something that we can also take from cats. Cats also love to play, and that's something that we can't forget about, that self-care aspect. There's a tendency of all of us, especially if you're a solopreneur like me, you tend to throw yourself into your business, and that becomes everything. That's all you do, but you have to take a little time out to play, to enjoy life. You develop relationships with your business associates through play a lot of times. A lot of business is done on the golf course or, on the tennis court. So you kind of
pickleball now.
Yeah, exactly. You have to get accustomed to taking care of yourself and doing those things that allow you to play a little bit, to relax a little bit from your business. And you can still work those together if you do, just like cats play to learn to hunt better. So we are honing our business skills when we are taking care of ourselves. So there's three.
All right. Keeping going with cats, what are your personal cats that you have now? You mentioned Captain. You want to tell us who you have?
Yeah, Captain Ruffy and Gilligan are my, I call them my golden boys. They're both red mackerel tabbies. I got them as fosters when they were 4 weeks old. I had a cat who was my heart cat. Her name was Vixen, and she lived to be 24. She was a feisty tortie, and she died just after she turned 24. And I was coming home to an empty house, and 2 weeks of that was enough for me. And I said, you know, I'm not ready to adopt yet, but I can certainly foster. It's kitten season. I can foster until I'm ready to adopt. So I went to the shelter, and the lady said, I think I have just the ones for you, after she talked to me for a few minutes, and took my carrier back there and brought it out. And I couldn't see anything but this huge quilt filling up most of the entrance. And then I looked and I saw these two little teeny yellow heads poking up above the quilt looking out. And that was my golden boys. They were 4 weeks old, underweight. And my goal as a foster was to get them up to weight so that they could go into adoptions. Well, you know how that goes. So 11 years later, they are still with me and they are my delightful golden boys. Then we adopted a third cat, Maddie, short for Matilda Storm Kitty.
Well, that just rolls off the tongue.
She's my storm kitty. She was okay in the middle of Hurricane Matthew, and I had people staying with me here through that from the beaches area, and we heard this little kitten meowing in the middle of the hurricane, and ran outside and tried to catch her. Took us a day to catch her, but she is a solid blue, looks just like a Russian blue. Oh. Wow. Gorgeous girl with beautiful green eyes. So she's our third cat.
That sounds nice. Hey, everyone, we're speaking with Lynn Thompson. She's the president of the Cat Writers Association, but she also is the CEO and founder of Thompson Writing. We're going to talk a little bit more about that aspect of her life after we take this break. Sit, purr. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Kitty Poo Club reinvented the litter box. No more scrubbing that stinky plastic tray or worrying, oh my God, do my guests smell that? Kitty Poo Club has solved the stink. And now the worst part of cat ownership is hassle-free. No cleaning, no scrubbing, no more stink. And the best thing is, you don't have to buy some oversized contraption that will break down. Kitty Poo Club litter boxes are manufactured to make your life easier. You have one cat? Easy peasy. A small mountain lion? No problem. You are going to love it. Your cats are going to love it. Believe me, there are good reasons why we sold over 3 million boxes. Go to kittypooclub.com, read the amazing reviews, and when you order, save 30% on your first auto ship. Visit kittypooclub.com, use code MEOW30 at checkout, and join the club, the Kitty Poo Club.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Jim Davis, the creator of Garfield, urging you to listen to the Oh Behave show with Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio.
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Oh Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Oh Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I'm digging our guest, Lynn Thompson. She wears many titles in the world of cats and business. I think that's so, what a great marriage, don't you think? I think you're doubly blessed to have a business mind and also an appreciation for the gifts that cats give us.
Yeah, to me, it was a logical connection to make. And I was really surprised when I started researching my book that nobody had ever done that before. And it just made sense to me, I guess, because I was so immersed in the cat world when I ran the e-com site that it all sort of came together in my head.
So how do you juggle time? Because we climbed out of COVID and we were all sitting in our pajamas watching Netflix, binging, I'm sure. And we now have to shower and be presentable and be better time managers. So what's happening with your life? How did you make that pivot from coming out of COVID and taking on the presidency of the Cat Writers as they approach their 30th anniversary?
Well, I already work from home, so I was kind of halfway there anyway. COVID wasn't that big of a change for me. It did take away a lot of the in-person events, and that's something that I miss a lot. Because especially when you work as a solopreneur, I think everybody discovered this during COVID, you get lonely. You know, you can talk to people on Zoom all day, but you occasionally need to interact with real people in real time. So I started trying to go to more local events again, like I used to. I was on the board of the Beaches Division of the Jacksonville Chamber for many years. And so I really missed those events and started trying to go to more of those. I would really love to take the Cat Riders back to having live conferences. And that's kind of my goal for 2024 is to get enough sponsors interested that we can go back to having a live conference again. It just, there's so much more to it. You know, you get to network with other people more. You get to meet some of our sponsors that are there. And it's just so, so much more rewarding to go to a live conference than a virtual one. We can still learn in the virtual ones.
Speaking of that, you and I got to see each other in person. We're using that theme the whole time. I'm sorry. At the Global Pet Expo in Orlando earlier this year. And didn't you feel like, oh my gosh, I didn't know Arden was that short. I mean, just teasing, but I mean, what did you feel when you got to walk the 7 football lengths of the Global Pet Expo, the largest pet product showcase, I think, on the planet, but you were there as the president of Cat Riders.
Yes.
Tell us about that experience.
Well, and it was very different than when I used to go to find suppliers for my e-com site. You know, I had been to Global many times. But it was very different to walk around. This time I was more in a journalistic role. Kind of, I was interviewing a lot of our sponsors and a lot of other people who were there about their new products and about their companies. And so this was just another way for us to touch base with our sponsors and help give them a little more publicity for their sponsorship. So I've been doing sponsor spotlight videos from that based on the interviews that I did there and running those on our YouTube channel. So that's something new that we have this year that hopefully is giving them a little bit more promotion in exchange for their sponsorship and giving them a reason to continue sponsoring us in the future.
So what was something that caught your eye there? Either a person, a product, what was that made you say, me, wow?
Oh gosh, so many things. I've written 2 blog posts now about it for the CWA blog. The second one's going to run in July. And it's so hard to get everything in there. I mean, I could write 4 or 5 blog posts about it. You were there, you know, there was so many things. One thing that really I thought was very interesting that was a new product was it was a Korean company had a product there that it's like a little round thing that the cat gets on. And within like 10 seconds, it assesses the cat's body composition. So they can check things like their water content and their bone density, all this in just 10 seconds on this little thing. And it's got a little light that comes on to attract the cat. You know, cats like to get into things, into boxes or bags or any kind of defined area. So that attracts the cat to there. And there's a little food dish that can keep them there long enough for it to assess everything. And I thought that was fascinating. They said that they've been marketing it mainly to veterinarians. So people are using this to assess the health of a cat, basically, by their body composition.
So what you're saying is, Kitty, you've come a long way. And what do you think, because you've been a cat lover all your life, and now you're the president of the Cat Writers Association, and as a business person, give us the bottom line, if you will, for the what's happening for cats maybe in the next 5 years? What do you forecast?
Well, I think I forget who said it at Global, but we were talking with several of the other cat people who were there, and they said, you know, everybody loves dogs and dogs are great, but cats are sexy and cats are cool, you know, and cats are where it's at moving forward. You know, it's everybody loves dogs and dogs are nice, but the cats are where there are a lot of opportunities. I see opportunities for companies to move in with new products for cats to fulfill needs that are only now really being explored. There's a lot of health opportunities that research is ongoing for, and I see lots of opportunity there.
Animal biome, that booth. And yes. What they're doing with cat poop studies to help the overall health. I know we snicker when we say cat poop, but really there's a lot of good information in that litter box,
right?
That is helping cats' health, right?
Right, right. And, you know, so many products now are coming out now with the litter that changes colors to yeah. indicate different health problems. And just so many ways technology is coming in to the cat world, where it may have been in the dog world for several years, but now the cats are finally starting to get that attention that they've always deserved. And we're realizing that cats are not just like dogs, and they're not little dogs. They're very different. They're a totally different species. They have different ways of communicating and different health issues and different needs that we need to provide for. So I see so much opportunity out there for companies coming in to the cat space and expanding their offerings or getting in for the first time. And I hope that they take advantage of those opportunities and make those products available to people.
Well, I'm floored by adventure cats. Are any of your cats willing to be in a cat backpack or ride a paddleboard?
Well, you know, I have a stroller for the boys. When we lived at the beach, I used to take them down to the beach in their stroller, and they would enjoy it sometimes, and other times they really weren't into it. So it just depends. The captain will walk on a harness and leash. He would do that. And I even had, you know, Doggles used to make some little sunglasses that would work for cats.
Yeah.
I don't think they make that particular style anymore. But he, you know, I went to put those on him, and he was a little taken aback at first, but then he realized, oh, I can see better outside with these on, and he loved them. And I walked him all the way around the house once on his leash and harness with his sunglasses on and took pictures. I have a picture of him in that outfit, and he just looks so cool.
I can see him going, I wear my sunglasses in the house. Meow, 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 meow. There you go. You got a song. Well, you do help people. You do help cats. And one thing I love about you is that you like to give back. And, you know, you're an author, an editor. You help people with marketing. And I want to make sure people know to go to thompsonwriting.com. But you have a thing called Pick Her Brain Session. And that sounds like something from The Walking Dead. What's going on there? What is that?
Well, you know, a lot of times I would have people, can I just pick your brain for a minute? And, you know, an hour and a half later, I'm trying to do work, and they're just getting my advice for free. So I decided, why am I not charging for this? Another entrepreneur gave me the idea because he had the same thing happening with him. So I put that on my website. It's not like I sell a lot of them, but it lets people know that, hey, my expertise was gained over a lot of years, and I've invested a lot in it, and you need to invest something with me in order to get that expertise. I don't necessarily give it away for free.
No, but I mean, you have an expertise in marketing, in business. Did you grow up in Florida, or how was young Lynn Thompson shaping who you are today?
Oh, gosh. Young Lynn was terribly asthmatic and terribly allergic to cats, actually.
Oh, no.
and still am allergic to cats. So luckily they make better drugs for that now than they used to. So I can be around cats, and I can actually live with cats now. But the captain's starting to come in here. He may be up on the chair before we're done.
That's all right.
So I couldn't even be around cats as a child. I had to just stay away from them completely. I grew up with dogs. That probably shaped me some, but I majored in marketing because I discovered in my late 50s that I have an ADHD brain, which I never knew, but I have been making adjustments for my whole life. And when I look back over those years, I was like, oh my God, how did I not know this before now? My first grade teacher wrote on my report card, Lynn has trouble finishing things. Gee, you think?
That's hilarious. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So after going through probably most of the majors they had at the University of Florida, I settled on marketing because that seemed more versatile and I could do whatever with it. And I had no idea what I wanted to do at college age. So it was probably when I was leaving the corporate world in my mid 40s that I looked back over my corporate career and said, what have I done that has been enjoyable to me and has gained me acclaim? And it all came back to writing. If I was in a job that didn't have writing as a part of the job description, I would change the job in order to make it a part of that. So writing was for me what was my outlet. It was my creative outlet. It was my way to make myself known and gain acclaim for what I did. You know, it was my creativity coming out. See, I have a cat mustache.
What is that called? The captain is doing what to your face?
He's giving me a cat mustache.
It's a talented tale. So on your site, you also say we help you tell and sell your story. Mm-hmm. So tell us about, we got a couple minutes left. What's some things that you can do to help somebody that may want to publish a book or some other format?
Well, whenever I edit a book manuscript for somebody, my book editing package includes a coaching program on building your book marketing plan. So while I am editing the author's manuscript, I put the author to work doing the research they have to do to write their book marketing plan. And each week we meet for a few minutes by Zoom to go over what they learned and give them the next week's assignment. And over the by the time I finish the developmental edit on their manuscript, they have a written book marketing plan, and it may change how they finish writing that book manuscript. So they have that in place. And when I do the copy edit on the second time after they've made their revisions, I work with them on identifying the publishing path they're going to take. And so that helps them by the time they get their manuscript back from me, they have a written marketing plan and they know how they're going to publish it. So those two things help people to get their book into the marketplace and to sell it to readers.
We know that, you know, the feline CEO book that you've written, you know, you're giving people some lessons from the cat's perspective. But from your perspective, what's one thing a cat has taught you to make you a better human? Lynn Thompson.
I think it's to pay attention to things, to listen to things, because cats communicate so differently than dogs. They're much more subtle sometimes in their communications. Sometimes you just get a big old tail in the face, you know.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Yeah,
they
it requires paying attention to cats to really communicate well with them.
I like that. I like that. And tell people once again how they can find you and the Cat Writers Association.
Okay, they can find me at thompsonwriting.com and they can find the Cat Writers Association at catwriters.com.
All right, I have totally enjoyed you and the appearance by Captain to be a guest on our show. And please keep doing what you're doing, Lynn. You're making this a better place for cats and their people. Dogs too, that's okay. I have both, don't make me choose. I also want to shout out to Mark Winter. He's the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. By the way, Oh Behave Show is the longest running continuous pet podcast on the planet. Did you know that, Lynn?
Awesome.
We've been
That's
on the air
fantastic.
Since 07.
Congratulations.
It confirms one thing, right, Mark? We're old. And everybody, please go to Pet Life Radio. Check out all the great hosts and the shows. Humbly go to ardenmoore.com, see what I'm up to. Please join my YouTube. Got to do it now these days, Arden Moore. And until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.